If you ever wondered, when did the church begin baptizing babies? You know, there's a whole group of Baptists that would say that you shouldn't baptize someone until they can choose it themselves. But the church has always baptized babies, and they don't make a choice. We actually hope they sleep through the whole thing rather than scream at me. But in either case, it doesn't matter. The church has always done it because it shows that salvation is a free gift, that we do nothing to earn it, that God simply gives himself completely in baptism as the Trinity comes to dwell within us. We don't earn it. It's not based on us, it's based on God. But where's the evidence, some would say? Well, actually, here's one of them in the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, and there's others as well. When you have this jailer who wants to kill himself because he's afraid he's going to get killed anyway, because they put Paul and his buddies into the most inner cell of the prison so they can't get out and chained them there. But then nothing can hold God, and he has this violent earthquake. Everything flies open. They can go free, but they don't. Paul says, no, don't kill yourself. And then he asks, what must I do to be saved? He says, what must I do to be saved? He says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your whole household will be saved. And so he and his whole house, it says, then he and all of his family were baptized. He was the only one who asked the question, how am I to be saved? But the whole family was baptized. Babies, teenagers, the whole works, right? That God came to them because of the faith of this one man. It's so important. Obviously, we do have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's true. And we do that all the time, right? But we have godparents and parents who make that act of faith on our behalf, and then we learn to speak the same faith. Some have said, aren't you kind of forcing children to become Catholic that way? Well, I think there's enough evidence that they have no problem leaving if they don't want to be Catholic, right? But it's like speaking a language. If you'd say, it's not fair, we shouldn't speak English to our children because when they become adults, they may not want to speak English. So we should just wait and let them pick their own language. The problem is, they wouldn't speak any language in which to then choose a language. And so the church, as a loving mother, already speaks the language of faith to children, trusting that that's how they come to be able to choose Jesus Christ and his church. We never would do it with a language, and yet so often, huh, we think, well, we shouldn't be speaking the faith to children. Let them figure it out. They'll never figure it out if we don't speak to them the faith. So as we come to this Eucharist, let us beg our dear Lord to see, help us to see that our faith makes a difference in the lives of others and them coming to the faith.